This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation Podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is it. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad, the voice of your choice.
Woo! This is In the Conversation,
the summer edition.
All right, I'm gonna live until I die. I don't know. I just needed something
well,
cool.
Since it's dying, why don't we take a moment of silence?
Oh, well,
to
wait.
Hit that subscribe button.
Oh, shit. Wait, let it nah, for real, that's a good point.
Yes, sir.
Get your life.
They got it. They got their life.
Yeah, but also, you know, salute to Anthony Bourdain. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kate Spade.
Rest in peace.
I didn't mean to jump in on a super somber note. You know, I was just saying some shit. I was thinking about that today. You might as well live till you die. You know what I mean? Yeah. Motherfuckers are so afraid to die that they're scared to live. So, you know, you shit.
Gems.
It could be over, you know. But it's not.
It's not over.
It is light. This is dramatic lighting in the studio today. This shit feel good. I feel like we about to cut an album.
No doubt. This is.
This shit. This shit. You know, we got photogs in this motherfucker.
Rare. Mm. It's growth, man. That's what they call it.
Is that what they call it? The ascension.
The glow up.
The elevation. All of that. There it is.
They know what it is, man. Let's get to it, man.
There you go, man.
What's happening with you?
Man, I was in a fucking... I was in a damn... I don't want to say it. I'm trying to think of a word that's dramatic enough for where I was at. I was tight as fuck. I was gonna say a tizzy, but I don't even know what that. I don't even know what that made. It just sound like some shit.
That means
motherfucker was in a tizzy. I couldn't figure out my damn printer. Somehow disconnected from my computer, the Wi-Fi.
It was connected
by Wi-Fi, and you know, when I got my printer going, I feel productive.
Right.
You know what I mean? You feel like you did something when you print out some shit. You know what I mean? That shit come on hot off the press. You killed the tree, but woo, nigga, look at this. So, and I was really feeling myself because I started printing on envelopes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because my handwriting is...
Your lineup together.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It looked official. You know, it looked like the government printed it. But somehow, some way, from that, the next day, I'm so excited. I'm about to... Because I also got a... I'm fighting a case. I'm fighting a driver's case.
Free
D
Lim.
Free me. I'm here. I'm free right now.
This we need a t-shirt. Free
D Lim. Yeah, we gotta do it. Gotta do it, man. I might have to wear it at the traffic court. I got some time. I might really put something together. Anyway, so I'm fighting the traffic court. So I want all my correspondence documents to have a certain level of authenticity. I want that shit to look official in nature. You know what I mean? So anyway, I say all that shit to say I was printing on my nice little envelopes and I was ready to give it to the city. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, somehow my shit stopped working. It's offline. They can't find it. I'm going through the manuals. The shit is discontinued, but the manuals are still there. I'm downloading the drivers, re-downloading the drivers. I'm hooking. I'm pressing a button in the back of the printer to press a button in this router to put the shits together. They supposed to speak to each other. They speak it, but they don't fuck with each other. They'll speak, then they'll print out some shit saying connection failed. So they tried it. It wasn't a match. You know what I mean?
Your printer was on some bullshit.
My printer was on
cut off.
Some super bullshit. Yeah, my printer. It was obviously there was some
tension.
It was some tension, a skirmish.
I think your router was in a tizzy.
Yeah, exactly. It was a fucked up situation. I'm glad things have begun patched up. But so the shit was so much so I went through all that. My lady went through all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Then I hit my homie. I hit Vlad because, you know, Vlad is, you know,
IT.
That's IT. You know what I mean? So This motherfucker was walking me through it. Vlad couldn't even get, you know what I mean, help the kid out. So I'm like, oh, shit, I call brother. Because that's the printer. I got to call brother. And, I called brother. That brother's interested in this. This woman came on the phone. The lady that is at the call center, the customer service agent. You get the call through, and it don't sound like your natural call center. You know what I mean? It sound like it's a lot of shit going on. I hit kids. Like, I hit
that a work at home scenario.
Yeah, it sound like I asked. I said, are you working at the house? Because I got to give her too much information. And I'm already paranoid by nature. So I'm like, nigga, am I getting hacked willfully? You know what I mean? She's like, well, okay, I need you to log into this.
Nobody probably called that phone in so many motherfucking months. She like,
what the fuck is that?
It might be at the house. I said, yo, are you at the house? She's like, what you mean? I mean, no, I'm at a call center. I was like, hey, it sounded like somebody called somebody. You know how somebody called Tiffany? You know, one of those, like in the back, huh? Tiffany, come here. They don't do none of that shit in a cubicle nation. This ain't no call center. So anyway, but she's walking me through this shit. We got to go online. I got to find my IP address. I got to type the IP address into the browser. This shit take you to some secret domain, and you got to press this button. All this shit, none of this was on the PDFs. I say all that shit to say about after 25 minutes, she got me right. My router, my printer, they speaking together. The shit is back.
Oh, Tiffany is the relationship coach.
Yeah, that's her name. Shout out to, I forget who it was. She was in Jamaica. A Jamaican customer service agent.
It was in Jamaica?
She was in Jamaica.
That's what she said?
She was in Kingston. And she's, I got like, nervous.
This is Tiffany Kingston. She didn't sound super Jamaican?
She didn't have a whole lot of accent at first. She had a different accent. I knew she wasn't from around my way. I knew she was from somewhere else, right? At first, I thought she might have been Asian.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then I said, yo, where y'all located? Because, again, I heard a lot of, Tiffany! Get your ass off that motherfucking couch!
Jamaica is a little laxed.
It could be. Because when she told me that, it's way more Irish. And it might not be a whole lot of, like, heavy doors. It might not have a lot of heavy walls. It might be a situation where the shit is breezy.
Outside.
Right, it might be outside than a motherfucker on the beach or the Skype. Anyway, they got me through. But anyway, I say all that to say, I said, yo, so where y'all at? She said, I'm in the West Indies. I'm in Jamaica, the West Indies.
The West Indies.
The West Indies. Respect our Indies.
Enough respect.
Yeah, right? So then, so I said, what part of Jamaica? You know, she was like, Kingston. I said, oh, that's real damn. You know what I mean? I said, oh, I ain't never been to Kingston. I've been to the Grill. That's how I fuck with Montego Bay. She was like, oh, the Grill. I said, well, what's that? What's that about? She was like, that's expensive. I said, nah. I said, all right. I said, yo, but I heard Kingston, that shit is real. I heard, you know.
That's dangerous.
Basically, I heard I said, but you really feel like you went to Jamaica when you go to Kingston.
Shot us.
Like, yeah, you know, all of that shit. Everything you grew up with, all, you know what I mean? The whole, all of the motherfuckers, Bougie and the crew.
Yeah,
anyway, so then she was like, so then we was chopping it up. Because I'm waiting for the printer to talk, but we chopping it up, like, right. in the downtown. And she hit me. She was like, what's your favorite Jamaican dish? And I was like, oh, shit.
Curry. Chicken.
Exactly.
Bitch, you got a recipe.
I was like, yo. I said curry goat like an idiot, because that was the first thing that came to mind. And I wanted to, dead ass, we started talking some more. She told me she fucked with a certain type of dish. And I was like, yo, the way you got me through this shit, I bet you she's gonna cook the fucking mean curry. She was like,
Did you get the recipe?
I didn't even get the recipe.
You're gonna have to call the brother number back.
I might have to call it. Because it's going right to the same motherfucker.
Hey, Tiffany there.
Yo, hey.
I got a question.
Tiff, I wanna know how much oil should I put in this pan?
Hey, did you see how God worked?
It was the alley-oop, right? You know that shit was like, yo, go ahead and get this motherfucker.
How they say on the internet? Look at God.
Look at that. Look at brother.
My God.
Look at my God, brother.
My God is real God.
Uh-huh. Ooh, all the time.
All the time.
Oh, man. Anyway. So shout out to brother customer service, because I was thinking about this shit. You know, you tip barbers, you tip cab drivers. When you get good customer service that make a, like, give you a fucking breakthrough, because I was I was in a tizzy. I was flummoxed.
I was flabbergasted.
I was flabbergasted.
Flustered.
I was flustered. I was all of that. And Tiffany walked me through that shit with the great ease.
That's why they put it in Jamaica.
Word.
Because everything easy, man.
Everything. Like, yeah.
Relax, relax, man.
Right. Don't even worry about it.
Everything, Ari. No worries, man. No worries. Enjoy yourself. Everything is no worries.
Oh, shit.
Now, everything new brand now.
Everything. Oh, I was like, huh? But you just hit me with the, yeah, that was fly.
That's how they do it. Yeah. Like my contractor, Mr. Sam.
Oh, right. I've heard about this guy.
Yeah, Sam, you know, instead of brand new, is everything new brand, man.
New brand.
New brand.
That should sound like a brand. What? New brand.
Everything new.
Ooh,
brand.
Oh, shit. This is new brand.
Shit. Everything new brand costs.
Everything new brand. Anyway. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm out here working, man. I'm on this project.
Last days of Ramadan, though.
Yes, it is. It's almost the end, but it's not the end today.
Okay.
Which means, you know what I'm saying, I'm still in the trenches.
We'll come back for some Ramadan reflections.
So, you know, but it's been good. Feeling good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna hit the gym as soon as it's over.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Now that I can see my muscles and shit, might as well make them do something.
Oh, shit. See the potential.
Yeah, you can see the potential. Oh, shit. Nigga, they got structure.
Yeah,
got good bones.
I hear that shit. When you going? Where you going?
I don't know.
You going to that early morning gym again or no? What happened to that?
My man went out of business.
Uh-huh. I ain't gonna lie, that shit didn't sound like it was in business in the first place.
It was in business. It had good clients.
Going in the streets.
It had good clients, man. This shit was good. Like, it was a lot of fancy people there, a lot of cool people, a lot of regular niggas like me.
Don't trust them pop-up gyms.
You're the most fancy, the hipster gyms.
Yeah, all that shit. That shit ain't nothing but a meetup. This shit could be over the mall.
Nah, man.
Ponzi scheme.
He tried to move. He moved. Shout out to Hardboiled NYC,
Shout out to the gym niggas because they strong as shit, so don't attack me.
Nah, and he looked like a little slim joker. That motherfucker strong as shit.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the worst. But
Hardboiled NYC, they had a little spot over Fort Greene, and then he was moving.
Right.
He was moving to the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
It was
a brand new location. But then that location wasn't going to be ready in time. So then he moved to another location in Williamsburg, which is a little out of the way for me. Okay. It made it inconvenient.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But then y'all barter some shit. Like, I thought you had a.
Yeah, but then I went on. Yeah, I do, but I went on tour.
It's too far.
I went on tour. Right. I went on tour, then I came back, and then he moved to the new spot, and this shit just didn't fit in the time frame because he was like, he had a 7 o'clock to like a 10 o'clock. I think 10 o'clock was like the last one, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, I got to take kids to school and shit like that.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm done with that and alternate side parking, it's 10:30. It's 10 o'clock, 9:30. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was a little bit out of the way. I would have had to make special accommodations to make it happen. You know how that get when you already ain't have the best gym.
Right.
On.
It's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on.
It's a whole lot.
So, you know, he moved out there, and then next thing I know, he was having a fire sale on the equipment.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, shit.
How much was he selling the kettlebells for?
I don't know, because I was out of town when that was going on. But it's like, it's one of them things, like, you know what I'm saying? You miss it when it's gone, but shit, you weren't going when it was here.
He wasn't doing shit with it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, you know.
Propping the door open with the dumbbell.
I gotta commit more to my
Now I hear you. I'm on scenario. That shit too. I go 2 days a week if I get there, but I need to turn it up a little bit, man, because nigga, you know, I ain't feeling the shape. Right now.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I should sit down, man.
You got the dad bod.
Okay, man. That's a funny shit. Nigga, I ain't got no kids. What the fuck is going on, nigga? Oh, shit, nigga. I felt,
when did you notice that you was not in the place where you wanted to be?
Man, my shit always is transitional. You know what I'm saying? This is a vote, you know, but a nigga ain't never, been cut up.
Right.
I used to be dumb skinny, then I started getting, you know, little stem, but then like, you know, it's different shit. It's no. different stages where you like, whoa, that's the dude. I don't like how that look. You know what I mean? You get tagged in a photo or some shit. Oh, yeah, like, wait a minute.
That'd be the worst.
That's the truth. Like, that's the real deal.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't the orchestrated one. You
nah,
you
that's not the out. Press. That's not the fucking press photo, nigga. That is the fucking the world star. You know what I mean? So nah, man. I did some shit, and I was in this video, and I was like, ah, man. It was one of those. I was like, this is going too far.
This is disgusting.
I'm not into this. And the fucked up thing is, disgust ain't cardio. You know what I mean? So that's the fucked up thing, because it's like, either you're going to do something about it, or you're just going to just be disgusted by yourself. So you got to do something. You got to commit. Right. Like you said, you got to commit.
What did you say, disgust ain't cardio?
Disgust is not cardio. Meaning, damn it, I'm fucking, look at myself.
That ain't
going to
do nothing.
That ain't going to do shit, nigga. You know what I mean? That's a fucking mirror conversation. You need to go ahead and start moving.
Oh,
so,
shit.
You know, yeah, man. That you always get that thought summertime anyway.
Right, definitely.
You know what I mean?
When you got to put the T-shirts on, the jackets come off. You know
shit
what I'm
is
saying?
Different. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Find out what where you've been fucking up.
I feel it when, you know what I'm saying, because I'm skinny, and then, you know what I'm saying, when the belly pop out and then you still got skinny legs.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
The puppet. Shit is like Fat Boy Slim. That's what man. That's the worst.
Like, hold up, dog. Hell, this can't go. Like, I'm Mitch match right now.
Yeah, man.
So,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Man.
But you know, the Ramadan got me, you know what I'm saying? Got me cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got me fundamentally cool. I ain't looking crazy in the pictures, but you know, I gotta go ahead and get it tight, get it right, as they say.
Yeah, man.
Get it right, get it tight. See what it do. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I fuck around and get a 4-pack. I'm gonna stop speaking to niggas.
Oh, shit. Nigga, let a nigga get some latter year obliques. Come on, nigga. I'm a whole new motherfucker with some obliques, nigga.
Hey, it's gonna be a problem out here.
Holy shit. Oh man, any fucking way, man.
Oh,
what else
shit.
Is going on, dude?
Hey man, you know, ain't nothing. Just like I said, I'm working on this new project, man. It's a little different for me because I'm in somebody else's system. Just basically serving as a director. So I'm hired as a director on a piece, and I'm working in someone else's system. So it's it's definitely one of those things where I realized, you know, that's when you really realize that, you know, you're from the wild.
Right.
I'm from the wild.
Right.
So you
right,
know
right.
what I'm saying? I go into a system. It's like, who is this wild wildebeest? You know what I'm saying? Coming through.
You Tracy in Atlanta.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, what the fuck? Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? I have to, you know, maintain my my patience as well as my my grace and diplomacy.
Mm.
Because, you know, you can't be mad when people are trying to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Just because you see a more efficient way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to fall back and let it play. And then when you get out in the wild, you make it efficient. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You don't have to sell through your efficiency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just,
in the wild, you just, it's action.
Yeah, it's just action. When it's action, it's action. And that's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to shut the fuck up and doing the minutia.
Right.
And just get to the action. It's like Allen Iverson, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he wanted to debate about the practice, you know?
Right.
But, you know, you just had to go through the practice so you could get to the game and do
right.
your thing, you know?
Right.
And that's one of the things that, you know, that I'm learning. If I want to grow, then I have to understand certain systems and certain frameworks, certain, you know what I'm saying, shit that I don't have to worry about in my own wilderness,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's been
collaborating.
Yeah, not just or, I know how to collaborate. It's just, you know what I'm saying, just making sure that you're on top of the systems.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz you have your own system. Like, I got a system that works like this.
But to defer your system
into
somebody, like to be coachable.
Yeah,
in a way.
To be coachable. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's sometimes is more of the work than the work.
Right. You might learn some shit from that.
You're definitely learning some shit. Like, wow. And that's the thing. That's why you know your first instinct is to be like, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Wait. You trying to beat CC me on some shit? You know what I'm saying? What you trying to say? You know what I'm saying?
Keep that same energy.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's your first instinct. So you had to quell that shit real quick. And that's it's a good thing I've been fasting. So it's been, so it's been hard and easy. Cause when you're fasting, your wick is shorter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Your words are, you're not using as many words, so you're getting to it quick.
Right.
Which comes off as rude.
Gruff.
Gruff, assholish nigga. Dickhead. From the wild.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, outside ass.
Outside.
Yeah.
Outdoor.
Exactly.
Outdoor ass.
Yeah, that shit is a whole different energy.
So, but it's also good that you have the frame of mind to notice it right off the rip before it comes out, and then to accept the lesson and then keep it moving.
Right. But it's a definite exercise in restraint.
Right.
And ego management and a lot of different things. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Like, all right. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, so
that's cool.
Been on that.
That's big.
Been on that, so that's cool. I've been learning, you know what I'm saying? I think we're going to make a beautiful project, which is, what we in it for.
That's the whole shit.
So that's cool, man. It's feeling like growth and progression.
Right.
Matriculation.
I remember somebody told me a long time ago, they said, hey, everybody wants a good product at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, tasting and everything is subjective, but at the end of the day, everybody, the collected, whatever. What's that shit? When everybody all,
mm-hmm,
I always be spacing on these words. Everyone, it's for the greater good. When it's right. All for the greater good, when we're all aboard, we right. All want this shit to be a great product. We're all on the same page with that. We might express it differently, but the aim is all the same, and we all on the same accord, for sake of a better word. But there you go.
Bird.
There you go.
So that's where we at, man. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Tomato, tomato, nigga.
Hey. Forever Jacques.
Sarate.
What the fuck? Yo, is Forever Jacques, is that a...
I never heard Forever Jacques.
Never heard Forever Jacques?
What the fuck is Forever Jacques?
Man, that might have been one of the first things. Matt, you know Forever Jacques?
Yeah.
There you go.
What is it? It means... that itself means brother Jacques.
Brother Jacques?
Where does it come from?
It's a French children's song.
It's a French children's song. I just remember when I was like in kindergarten or something, one of them things, maybe I learned it from my mom's or whatever, but it was around the same time you learned Itsy Bitsy Spider. It was like in that pack. You know what I mean? And I just always like Frere Jacques because it sounds sophisticated as shit. So it's some sheep ass wine, but Frere Jacques. I forget the rest, but
Dormez-vous, summer le matin.
Yeah, and you start learning a little bit of French.
Ain't that something different in English?
It's like, how are you, or whatever. Hey,
like, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, brother John?
But I like the name, the word, and I like the melody. That way, but one of the first melodies, I was like, nigga, this one is a hit. You know what I mean? So the only reason I thought about that is because I was on the train platform yesterday. And this mother was walking with her daughter, and her daughter must have been like, seven or some shit like that. And she was singing that shit. And I ain't heard it since. And I was like,
it flashed you all the way back.
It threw it back. It was like, here, the sample. Like, ooh, that Frere Jacques. They flipped the Frere Jacques. That shit's still winning.
You ever seen Ratatouille?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
When the food critic finally eats the rat's food, and he eats the Ratatouille, and it just... He instantly goes all the way back to his childhood, sitting at the table with his mother, feeding him some Ratatouille.
Mm.
You remember that?
Nah, I don't remember.
That was like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'd be on the kids' movie.
Yeah, I was like, you probably seen it more than once.
I got all these kids and stuff. Mm. But but that was like a powerful moment in the scene, like when something like that, you taste something or you hear something, and it just instantly takes you all the way back, like through a time warp to
right.
that specific moment.
Right, right. It's like you ever go back to an old school and it smell like right. the smell of that shit. It's like, right. oh shit, yeah.
It's like for me, like elementary school, Scott Lake Elementary in Miami. Well, it's Miami Gardens now, but it was just Miami back in at that uh-huh. time. Scott Lake Elementary. The cafeteria was in the front of the school.
Mm.
And when you walk into the school, every morning they made breakfast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they made blueberry waffles every morning. So anytime I smell like a blueberry waffle,
they take you right
go
there.
Go right back to Scott Lake.
Yeah.
Like, whoo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, damn. Because, like, when I first went there, like, I guess the school I went before, I went to Scott Lake in second grade, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the school that I went to before, they didn't have that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, ooh.
This shit was upscale.
This is amazing.
Shit, they got fucking blueberry got waffles?
Blueberry waffles.
This shit is official.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I was like, damn. But then, you know, if you wasn't on a, like, your parents weren't going to get, but my parents weren't going to give me money for breakfast.
So it was only charging.
Yeah, so it's like, but then if you had free lunch, you could go get the free breakfast.
You had a free lunch.
No, I didn't have a free lunch.
I was a free lunch kid.
So it was like, you know, you had to pay $2 or whatever it was, dollars yeah. or whatever. Like, hell nah, you eat breakfast at home and get this little money for your lunch and that's yeah. it. Your lunch yeah. money and that's it.
We ain't doing double dipping.
Nah, you can eat breakfast here.
We can get the blueberry pancakes and whatever the fuck.
Ain't nothing but some Lego Magos.
Shit ain't nothing but that, if that. Probably some Crasdale, but yeah, man. I remember back in the day. Yeah, I remember lunch being $1.30. I remember that shit. I forget that. That was hilarious. Anyway, your man LeBron got swept since the last time we talked. We talked last week. The finals hadn't even begun, and this week the shit is over. The shit is over. By far, like they're not even an afterthought. That's how quickly and efficient that shit was. God, man, this is the funniest part of the whole shit. Because I know I'm gonna let you talk it
up. I don't have nothing to say.
The funniest
part. The fuck I got to say?
Dog, the shit was so cool. The funniest part of the whole shit though was game one. I was at the crib and I was watching. I was watching game one, right? And I seen the J.R. Smith shit, right? I seen with J.R. Smith. Did you watch the game? Did you see the shit?
Yes.
So you seen when J.R., like, he grabbed the ball, grabbed the rebound, and then the nigga ran up
yes,
court.
Yes, I seen all that dumb shit, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
But, and I remember watching this shit like, yeah, J.R.! Because I was... hotter than a motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie. I was smoking some gelato, so I was twisted. So I thought the nigga made the right choice. And when they was like, "This nigga is high as shit,"
because you was high as shit.
I was on the same joint as him. I was like, "Oh shit, this nigga's did it." And then it was like, "Oh, he fucked up." So I really felt that shit for that nigga. I was like, "Damn," because supposedly he might play high. So I was like, "That's why you should not do that," but. I felt like you could see the nigga was so wrong with so much
conviction.
Purpose, so much conviction. That nigga thought he was saving the day.
Yeah.
But he spaced.
Man, you know, it was bad. It was all downhill from there. Shit. I mean, it ain't much to say about it. Motherfuckers is way good. You know what I mean? They got a bunch of sharpshooters. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
They got too many weapons.
I mean, shit. What the fuck you got to say, man? It's
too many weapons.
It's just, I mean, it's perfect, man. It's perfect. What else you got to say about it, nigga?
Oh, nothing, man. I felt bad for LeBron, man.
Why? Hit me back next year.
That shit is like, I don't know where he going to be next year, because that's the question. That nigga felt like Claudine. You ever seen Claudine? The shit with Diane Carroll.
Yeah, a long time
the
ago.
Welfare mother, she had all them kids and shit. That's how LeBron was looking. LeBron was trying his fucking best, nigga. He was trying to make Christmas out of nothing. And, man, you could that nigga's face, he was such a long face. Because the nigga was damn near scored. He scored 50, damn near, he averaged damn near 50 points a game. He made up a quarter of all of their fucking points. This nigga was, you know what I mean? He was trying his hardest. But unfortunately,
I mean, shit, man. That's the story of his career, man. He started out that way, you know what I mean? And it's a gift and a curse, because when you got somebody that's that talented, it's almost polarizing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you on the team, it's like, you don't really have no hopes of being the man. Like, you know what I'm saying? The glass ceiling is real low. You know, when you walk into the gym, you bump right into it. Ba-doop. You know, so it's like, you ain't going to be the man. Kyrie was good as fuck. He wasn't going to be the man.
Right.
Because he had to stand next to LeBron.
Right. But let's look at this, though. Steph Curry might not be the man, or he might be the man.
Steph Curry is the motherfucking man.
Kevin Durant
is the motherfucking man.
Right.
And
Draymond is the man. Everybody gets to feel like the man.
On the real, though, before KD came, right?
Because we talked about this.
Before he came, you know what I'm saying? They were like the surprise, like, oh, wow, look how fucking good we are together, working together and shit. Even before KD got there, right?
You talking about what, Clay and...
Clay, Curry, Iguodala, and Green.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then, then the next year, they came, they lost it, but they were still good as fuck. And... They take turns. Like, to me, in the finals, Curry, when they not doing good, like, if they behind and the momentum not there, seem like Curry, you know what I'm saying, he hit or miss sometimes until the momentum get going, and then he gonna fucking shoot your lights out and it's over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, if they get on, but the one who stayed consistent through it all, and before KD came, I felt like that shit was becoming Klay Thompson's team. Because consistently, that motherfucker was doing the work. When they was down, you could count on that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, but he's so, like fucking conservative.
Conservative what? He gonna blow you. He gonna shoot your lights out, too. And he gonna...
Yeah, but you know, I never really see him doing no real showboat and anything
the thing.
Like that.
That's the thing. That man do the work. It ain't the shimmy and the showboat.
No, I know that,
He do the work. He put up the numbers when they count. Like, when they could go one way or the other, he the one that show up.
Well, would
the
they
time.
Ever really say that's your team?
No, I'm not saying that they would say it. I'm just saying it because I said it. I could be wrong. I ain't no sports analyst. I was just saying they probably wouldn't have said it was Klay's team,
right.
But it became apparent in some of them finals, them first 2 years,
right,
that Klay Thompson was a standout as far as showing up every game, every time.
Wait a minute. You're not a sports analyst?
No.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I watched the finals.
All right. But I didn't think you would, but I just wanted to make sure no one, you know. but I hear you on the Klay being consistent, but my thing is, because this is what I'm looking at it from, not even a sports analyst thing, I'm just looking at it as like the dynamic of the egos, the lead singer, you know what I mean? Like how you said, where's LeBron over at the Cavs,
mm-hmm.
It's almost like that's the casting. Right. You can't be the lead. The lead is taken over here.
Right.
We don't. This ain't a Kobe. This ain't Ocean's 11
right.
or Ocean's 8.
Right.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Awkwafina. But you know, like this is by design over there. They share the wealth. To your point, I guess that's part of the narrative of LeBron. It's like that nigga was burdened with he did it by any means necessary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See, the thing is, over there with the Warriors, you know, any of them could show up at any given time, which allows them to kind of relax when they don't
pass.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know, when you watch KD play, it's like, you know, you don't have to exert a whole lot of effort,
right?
You know what I'm saying? On the offensive side, he could float around, get to his spot. And if he open there, hit him. If not, you know,
right.
Somebody else going to hit the shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You could depend on each other. Right. Y'all a team.
Right. I mean, they are good enough to depend on each other.
That's my whole shit. That's why LeBron's looking like Claudine. He couldn't depend on nobody.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They have enough talent to depend. Like, all them cats going to the Hall of Fame. So, it's like, you know, it's enough talent to depend on each other.
Yeah.
You know? LeBron, man, it's another summer. You know what I mean? It's part of being a LeBron fan. Like, he 3-6 in the finals. So, you know, you know when he lose, you take the summer off, and then you start the whole long trek again.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then, you know, wherever he end up, you know, they'll be a contender.
Where you think if you were LeBron or if you got a speculation report, let's bring it back, where do you think LeBron's going to be next year?
I think LeBron probably want to go to San Antonio with his heart and know that that'll work out. But I think business-wise, I think he going to L.A.
Mm.
As a businessman, I think L.A. is where he's already tending. He's already setting up shop.
Interesting. I didn't even think about the San Antonio, though. So who's that over there? Aldridge over there?
That's Popovich. That's the main. You know
that's
what
the whole. You saying he going just for the coach?
Yeah, he fucks with Pop. And then, you know, Pop is a smart motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got that strategy. And he ain't scared to, you know what I'm saying, pull out the book of tricks on their ass. And then, you know, it's a supporting cast. And hopefully Kawhi Leonard is back. And then, you know, if you got LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, and some of them other motherfuckers, shit, that's a hell of a squad.
Yeah. Well, you got LeBron and two other motherfuckers that are good. You, like, bro, that's, I mean, almost like a super team again.
I mean, you know, LeBron and a bunch of cats from the Y went to the finals.
Damn. That's the fucked up part about the whole shit.
And that's why it's polarizing, because people say dumb shit like that.
Yeah. Feeling. Aw, shit. Where we all at? Yeah, I think he going... LA shit just seemed kind of. I've heard this is what. Okay, this is my speculation. Yeah, I think he's going to LA. I think he's going to LA just because he's just going to make a business move out there. I don't think that shit is exciting at all, though. It's cool for him business wise. I feel like you kind of should just stay in Cleveland on that minute, huh?
Wow.
Unless they're going to build somebody around them. And again,
and they'll put some
let me say the same thing you said. Let me give it the disclaimer. Listen, I ain't no sports analyst. I said some shit about Aldridge. I don't even know. I said that with no Google. That nigga could be on the Nets.
Right.
I don't know. I definitely swung for that. Please fact check me if I was wrong. Anyway, who's over there? Lonzo Ball, right? Lonzo Ball, and it's Hollywood. Right?
It's another cat over there that's balling, but I don't know his name.
Okay.
It's a cat, a young cat over there.
But they're going to have to rebuild, and, you know, I mean, like, LeBron been playing 30 years without getting hurt. Like, it's only so much longer we could gamble on. It's, you know, you don't want to feed your baby on that dope money.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, the man's in great condition.
Absolutely, but... Not to knock it, because
not that it's gonna last forever, but he got another year. He got another two.
He got another year, but you don't want to spend these last few years helping to rebuild some shit.
Well,
unless you're getting ownership.
I don't think it's about rebuilding with him. He already on his business shit real strong. Right. He'll get over there with Magic Johnson.
Right.
He got his Hollywood thing going. They got a studio on the lot with Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's a lot of business that he could attend to and get all the way structured by being there every day.
No, I hear that, you know? But at the same time,
and then they'll put a few pieces together and be contenders.
But that's my where I disagree. Then I would hope that he's not moving like that, but maybe he is. And then we gonna get the ring. I feel like. Finish up strong, get a couple rings. You can still send motherfuckers out there.
Where you going to finish strong, though? You finish strong in Cleveland, they already not putting nothing around you. They taking shit around. They taking shit away.
Go where there's some more help. Like, so they were saying, and some people talk about Houston. I mean, a lot of this shit is somebody said the Warriors. I think that's great. I heard this. I've also heard that KD might go to the Wizards. I don't know. I'm talking. Now we doing too much.
Where you hearing this at? The barbershop?
Where I hear this shit at? Nah, but damn near. I heard it in the.
I mean, we don't know shit.
So, we'll see, man. We'll see what's going on, dude. what else is going on? What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing else going on, man, except for... You know, I'm just prepping myself for a good season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm prepping for a good season. I think, you know, I'm going to get up out this project right here with a nice piece of work. Got a couple of tours coming. So, you know, be going to be hitting some cities, so you know, okay. I just want to prep myself. I need, actually, like you said, might need to get some merch, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna be out in the world. You know, okay. What I mean? You know, I ain't used to nothing. Y'all on the road all the time. Right? You know what I'm saying. This some new.
Tell the people where you gonna shit. Be. Speak on it a little bit. Can you speak on us too early?
We ain't there yet.
No, but in the world, I'm not saying right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you say you gonna be out in the world. I'm being. Oh yeah, yeah.
So
people.
So you know, I got.
In what
I
capacity?
Got, no, we. I got. I'll be on tour with Effin. So that's like July, top of August. Then we what?
I'm just laughing at how you looked at the clock. Like, wait a minute.
Nah, yeah, because you was like telling people where you going to be.
Like that. No, like but that. I meant specifically. Go ahead. So, Effin.
Yeah, so we're going to be out with Effin this summer. Mm-hmm. That's July, August. So we're doing a couple of dates with Martini and Rossi.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? They kind of they bringing that back. Actually, that's what I said last year. I heard somebody was doing a Martini and Rossi event. Mm. And I actually was like, well, shit, why y'all ain't book us? And
right.
I was like, well, shit, we didn't know you was going to be in Chicago. But, yeah, they trying to bring it back.
That's hard.
Yeah, so they got some dates.
What do they do? What do they make?
That's like a little champagne.
It's a champagne.
Like a little, like a sparkle wine type of scenario. Or something like that.
Martini
like,
and Rossi. I'm thinking
they had a little song. They had a little song. Damn, I forgot how that shit go. Google that shit. Martini and Rossi. Like a little 80s. Sound real 80s. Long hair. Shirt buttoned down to your belly button. Looking like Rico Suave.
Martini and Rossi is vermouth.
What's that mean?
It's what goes. It's what goes. It's a dry white wine that you put in martinis.
Like with, yeah.
Okay.
Sweet vermouth goes into Manhattan.
Okay.
Is that all you got? Did you come with the sample though? Because you can't just come with all of that.
What's the theme song?
Yeah.
I don't have that. Don't have that set up yet.
Oh, okay.
Hit you with the well, actually. So they go, well, actually, the whole groove. Without the sample, without the record.
A vermouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Martini and Rossi, we got a few dates with them, and then we started with Bombay already.
That's so, what's up. When you making that much money in the vermouth game?
So yeah,
even
man,
the vermouth is clicking.
Yeah,
niggas love to drink in America, boy.
Yeah, man.
That's a
That's a pastime. That's
a pastime like shit.
This is America, nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
Drink. Eat, yeah. Drink. That when you
eat, see, drink, be merry.
It's the thing, like when you fast and you realize how much of that
is the
that takes up your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how many free barbecues and open bars, and all. You know what I'm saying? This month, shit, it's going down. And he's like, damn, dude, do we really drink and eat that much?
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy shit. I realize that every time I'm on the road. As you go to the road, you're like, so what is it to do? You always ask the people, yo, so Minneapolis, Syracuse, Hartford, Peoria, what is there to do? And most people are like, oh, get a drink. You know what I mean? Go to this bar, do that, blah, 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 blah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Vices. Anyway.
So
that's what's up. Nah, but that's big, man. I ain't mean to get that's big.
Getting ready for the season, so I gotta prepare. And maybe I should get some tips from you. You know what I'm saying? What type of things do you need how can you maximize hitting a bunch of different cities? You know,
in what capacity? What you mean?
Like branding wise, how can you expand your bag?
I got a couple gems strategy wise, actually. That's not going to be on the podcast, but I definitely, let me think of a gem that we could, that's a shareable gem. Uh-huh. Fuck it, it's all shareable. I tell you one thing, I say, this is one thing I peeped, like when you're on the road and you got some time beforehand, like go on Google and Google all of like the little events, shits that they got, like the events listings, databases, or whatever the fuck that they got, the free events that they tell you, hey, in Charlotte, this is going to be free on the 13th or whatever, right? If you go there weeks before, you put your shit in.
Mm-hmm.
When anybody Google you plus that city, your shit is cracking because it's already in the system.
Okay, gave
niggas you gotta, that gym.
You text me that.
And that was it. And I gave that, that's on the pod. That could have been a Patreon,
Jim.
Yeah, but you know, fuck it, do it.
Yeah, man.
do that shit. It worked. It worked. I've done. I just got on that hack, and I was like, "Wait a minute here,
woo-wee." Yeah, man.
Enjoy.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What the fuck, nigga? Speaking of a good one, Killing Eve. I know you don't really, watch a whole lot of television.
I thought you was gonna give me one more gem.
Oh, want another gem? Shit, nigga. All right, let's do another gem. I thought that was a nice gem. Fuck.
You transitioned on your ass.
Yeah, I thought it was for everybody. Was felt a, good with what
a,
we gave.
That was a Steph Curry crossover.
I felt like everybody was
broke my ankles.
Let me think of some other shit. Yeah. Dude, I just always, you know what, man? It's the same shit. You know what it is. It's just same normal exploring in all of these people. It's what we always talked about with the drive-through. Mm-hmm. It's just a drive-through on a different level. It's a drive-through on a city level rather than an office level, right? So then that's everything else. So it becomes whatever your people are that you would hit, you know what I'm saying? Like, from if you know these people business-wise, you'd hit them. Mm-hmm. If you know your social people, you hit them. Just the people that you know from that area, right? Then, you know, you hit the shit that you like to do. Where's the cool place to get something to eat. You know what I mean? There's something in the community or whatever the fuck. There's I always hit like the little record stores and the head shops and shit like that, because they be having on little flyers and shit there that's going on just to get a peek of what's popping in the thing. And then I might pop up on some dive bar shit, right? Like open mic shit. That's always cool too. I got that. Hannibal was probably one of the first people I seen that. Like, if you get in a couple days early, if you get in the market early, do an open mic in the spot. But obviously that's comedy related. But you know, nigga, you could do your little, you know what I mean? But
Nah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, man. You got the visual storyteller. So let them know. Tell the story of a nigga about to embark on a city. Coming soon. Do a trailer for these niggas. Nigga.
Right. All right. You good. You good. Appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We got D Lemon's tips.
There you go. A couple tips.
For road living. You know what I'm saying?
A couple road living.
Shout out
tips.
To Anthony Bourdain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bourdain, man.
Shit. He was on the road.
He was on the road like a motherfucker. And he was one of them cats that inspired me to like try to live outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? One, just travel wise, but two, like sitting down and eating with all types of people and eating what they eat. That's bold. Not even gonna lie, dog. I salute you for that, cause if some shit look weird to me, mm-hmm. I don't really want to fuck with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like tripe and shit like that. People love tripe and shit.
He was the man for the wild side. I mean, you know, shit.
No, but I mean, well, I like what it represented. I'm just saying, I like what it represented. It's like, you know what, fucking I want to engage that much. I really want to understand you that much. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what you do. I'm gonna have what he's having. I'm gonna have what she's having. Let's do it so we can both speak to that right. experience.
This is good. What is it? Monkey nuts.
Exactly.
Oh,
motherfucker. You know what I mean? You got to swing on everybody. You got your fucking PA should have told you. Everybody get. Because that's what I'm sure is mad times. This nigga, what was that? Ah, shit. We thought it was best that we didn't tell you.
That was nothing but some lizard booty.
Speaking of reveals, love this transition game, man. You can't comment on your own transitions, but fuck it, I do it.
You do that shit on stage.
Yeah, I definitely do. Let's talk about this new freshman cover.
All right, yeah.
Because
the freshman cover, double XL freshman cover, which they put out time. Every year. I think this is the 11th year.
I didn't even know it dropped.
Of the freshman cover.
I'm curious. And how many
people. It's 9 people, actually. And
damn.
They all got dreads, except for one. Some colorful, some have beads, some, you know.
Beads. Beads. Why you say beads like that?
That's what they look like. They look like you got
why
beads.
You say it like that?
Beads. Nah, they ain't no beads. They ain't got no beads.
Oh, I'm just okay. I like you took the judgment away. Oh, all right, fair enough. Nah, ain't no beads. Let me chill.
But some of them are colorful. There's a lot of face tats and shit. A
lot of them. Multicolors? How many colors?
It's 1, 2, 3 multicolors. Might be a pink do-rag. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that's a pink do-rag done up with some kind of way. But anyway, and then one dude with a fade.
Traditional fade?
A traditional fade with some waves.
So this is so first thoughts, keep going.
First thoughts is I don't know nobody on this motherfucker, man, by face.
Okay.
But then I read the names. You got.
Don't tell me the names because I'm going to look at it myself, too. Because I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
But we got to tell the people.
We're going to tell the people, but
you want
just
me to
tell,
pass, pass it.
Oh, right. You can do your first thoughts without even looking at it, right? So let me just look at the same shit you're looking at. So we both for the okay.
I tried to send it to
you. All right, go ahead. Oh, did you try to send it to me?
You said you ain't want it. You was like, hold that.
I said before we started the show, I wanted to get it like how we get it in real time. So let me keep talking about your. All right,
that's my first take.
Let me see who I recognize first. Let me see who I recognize without even reading the names. Because I'm not looking at the names. Okay. I recognize, okay.
I mean.
I think three.
Okay.
I think that's three. Wait. Three for sure. Let me say who I think is these people first. Okay. Well, let me just say who I think. I don't think that's her. I was going to say that's Cash Doll, but I think Cash Doll might be darker than her, but hold on. That's the kid Lil Peep, right? And then that's Trippy Red. This kid looks familiar, but I don't know. The kid with the fade look familiar as shit, but I don't know. I wouldn't know until... All right, bet. All right, tell me the names.
There you go. And the next contestant on The Price is Right is...
Mm-hmm. Let's see what I got.
Ski Mask, the Slump God.
I heard of Ski Mask, the Slump God.
I've heard all these names.
Yeah, I would not recognize
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. That's what I... Oh, shit. Lil Peep is dead. Lil Pump is the nigga that's alive. My bad.
Smoke R.I.P. Perp.
My bad.
J.I.D.
J.I.D. I heard about him.
Steflon Dawn.
Heard about... Is
Block,
that her?
Block Boy JB. That must be the nigga with the fade.
That's the nigga with the dance.
Yo, I know the dance.
Iconic. I don't know if I can do it.
YBM Namir.
Put that in the bucket. I can't do that on the movie.
Wi-Fi's Funeral and Trippy Red.
I heard of Wi-Fi's Funeral. I thought that shit was the funniest name of all. That shit is hilarious to me. I love it, though. I got to listen.
Right.
That's Wi-Fi's Funeral is the illest shit, though.
I know
that nigga smoke.
Trippy Ware from beefing with 6ix9ine, who I'm surprised is not on here.
I'm surprised
he probably
too.
Won his own cover. He probably did some wild shit like, if I'm not on that by myself,
well,
I'm the hottest in the streets.
Yeah,
you can't touch me.
Was it that, or was the beef in the room, or was it the fact that he had those allegations against him?
But what I feel allegations?
Like the sex.
I thought
shit.
It was over.
I don't know.
I thought that was. I mean, he went on to life after that. Like,
Sorry.
The Trippy Red got his own
why
allegations.
You bringing up old shit?
No,
my
I'm not.
Man,
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean,
this is speculation. I don't know. I thought the nigga's the hottest young motherfucker in the game right now. I feel like at least Troy, the troll in the game, he all over. Honestly, on some real shit, I was just saying this. Shout out to Charnay. I was at Leisure Life over the weekend, man. Shout out to Leisure Life.
At me.
Cause I was running and gunning,
nigga,
man.
I don't fuck with you in Brooklyn, nigga.
Come on, my nigga. I definitely thought to hit you, cause that, you know what I mean. But I said all that shit to say, Tekashi, like, he visually, if I wasn't from New York, you know what I mean, like, and I came to New York and I seen Tekashi, I would feel like, oh shit, nigga, I was in New York. Like, he's so dope, like, fucking, like, a spectacle. Niggas, you know, right. Certain niggas,
right.
Like, oh, shit. Nigga, I remember the Towers on Fordham Road and I seen Nice and Smooth. I always talk about right. Nice and Smooth jump through with the fucking the Jeeps
right.
in the shit. And I was like, nigga, that's hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Or when you see a you see niggas come through and like they in the real wild with the big ass chain on and shit. Right. He's like, oh shit. Like if I see this nigga Tekashi in the wild and this nigga had a hoodie on and you couldn't see the fucking curly, I'd be disappointed, nigga. He like, gotta have the shit out.
Now he be out.
No, I know.
He be out there with the chains and the curly and the colorful hair. And he be, just the other day, he was on doing his giving out money and shit.
Right.
Right in front of a spot that I had just left about an hour ago.
But see, that's the energy of Tekashi sighting.
Right.
That's when you know you popping when there's a sighting. When niggas like, yo, I see this nigga. But
that's how I discovered how I discovered him, because he be in Bed-Stuy, right?
Okay.
I discovered him because somebody sent me a video of
Discover Tekashi 6ix9ine?
No, I'm saying discovered him for myself.
Okay.
No, not in discovered him. Brother,
I didn't know that.
I heard about him early, but I didn't discover him.
No, I know you was early. You was one of the first.
Somebody sent me a video.
In the beta era.
Somebody sent me a video because they was in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Mobbed up.
Yeah.
Dancing on top of somebody's car.
Yeah.
So that was the site that I be looking for. That site. Is that motherfucker out there on my car?
Shit might have been on a homeowner's blog initially.
Like, motherfucker.
Have you seen this shit?
I wish a nigga would. Yes. Then what you going to do?
Exactly.
They got Tech Nines and Uzis and shit.
What are you going to do?
Like, damn, dog. You going to, you know what I'm saying? I had a situation like that the other day.
Nigga,
it wasn't no bunch of
niggas.
It was one nigga. I'm coming home. You know what I'm saying? I'm that old man now.
Yeah.
I'm coming home after work.
Mm-hmm.
I got my tripod, backpack full of equipment and shit.
Limited patience.
It's light. It's dark. It's late. Yeah. I got limited patience. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm fresh off of Ramadan.
Fresh? You ain't even fresh off yet.
Just broke my fast.
Okay.
I'm coming down the block and this motherfucker is pissing on the sidewalk next to his car. And not right in front of my house, but almost in front of my house.
Enough.
So I'm looking from down the street like, is this motherfucker pissing in front of my motherfucking house? You know what I'm saying?
Are you doing the audible enough?
You know, I'm telling you, with the rum, when you fast, your shit be so short.
Yeah. No filter.
And no filter.
Filter can't work with little food.
As soon as I got close enough, I'm like, damn, my nigga, you couldn't do that shit across the street?
Right.
The trees over there. There's a park right there. Right. Why are you going to do this shit right here in front of the house?
Right. Had he zipped up?
Nah,
he
still got his dick in his hand.
This is a hard conversation.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck.
No, I know, but it's still tough.
I need to let this nigga hear me.
You got me. Absolutely,
you know
but still.
And it was weird because, you know, it could have been a messed up situation because, you know, he was like a wife beater ass, you know what I'm saying?
He was
like a nigga with a wife beater on, dick in his hand. But, you know, you kind of vulnerable when you got your dick in your hand.
A little bit. But you don't want to test the nigga with his dick in his hand just willy nilly.
But I just, niggas, I had to say it. But
that's an out tower ass nigga. What? You know what I'm saying? You look like an outside
ass.
That's an outside ass nigga. Shit.
But you know what I'm saying? As a homeowner, as a motherfucker with limited patience, done worked all day.
Yeah.
The motherfucker pissing outside on your sidewalk.
In front of your crib. That's the fuck. Because I've pissed outside before.
Yeah, but you try to find. I mean,
looking for parking.
It's a bunch of trees. Like, right there. Like, the land. Dog, you can go right there. The city property.
Shout out to Taxstone. Go ahead.
And shit, man. So I couldn't even hold it back. Like, damn, man, you couldn't do that shit across the street?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And what he said?
He didn't say nothing. He finished his business and zipped up and got in his car and got the hell on. But I was like, damn, my nigga.
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, rearrange yourself midstream.
That's a vulnerable situation.
That's a whole lot. But, nigga, I'm not going to run across the street right now. I can't.
I mean, it's already midstream, nigga.
Right, we out here. Sorry. This train has left the building.
That shit pissed me off.
I hear you, man. But that's whack.
But that's how I discovered Tekashi.
Oh.
on the same type
Tekashi
of energy.
It was Tekashi taking a piss?
It wasn't Tekashi taking a piss, but he was on top
of... that type of nuisance.
It was like 10 motherfuckers on top of somebody's car.
You niggas.
On the block. Yeah. Not on my block, but like two blocks over.
Right. It was like, wait a minute.
Like, damn, that's disrespectful
this
as shit.
This got to stop.
You know what I'm saying? I get it, but God damn. As a kid, you looking at it like, oh, they live. Oh, they lit.
Nah.
As a motherfucker who got a car that's parked a block away.
Fucking up my whole
like,
shit.
Like, wait.
Fucking shit. No, I absolutely I understand that shit. I told you one time I came out see a bunch of bloods on my Corolla.
Oh, yeah.
I told you that shit. Oh, man, it was a tense moment. Yo, fam. And they scattered, but that was, they could have gone in the opposite direction. I told you later on, I was using my windshield wipers and a fucking box cutter flew off the shit.
This shit is a stash spot.
They disrespecting my vehicle.
You know, shit ain't sweet on the block in New York. You know what I'm saying? Rats is trying to live. Blood is trying to live.
My shit is a locker.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got the, there's a bathroom. Remember when cars used to be furniture and shit?
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 70s and shit.
I'm happy that shit stopped. Because that shit, I don't see that enough. Because it feels aggressively disrespectful now, man. You know how certain shit.
Nah, but it used to be your car. You know what I'm saying? Or your people's car.
Okay, if it's understood, that's it's just, such and such as car.
Cars were strong enough to support you know what I'm saying, 5, 6, 7, 8 people sitting on the hood.
They would take a photo picture, on the shit.
You know what I'm saying, having a conversation, drinking
that
a beer.
That was the chair before the wicker. That was like, there was a moment between the wicker chair and then the backdrop where it was just a good automobile. Yeah,
it's a good automobile. Like that was the hood transition. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, growing up, you had the hood, then you had desegregation and shit, and then I came along, and then you get a little money, you get to move to another space,
right?
And then you get to see how other people live wasn't segregated.
They lived in the wild, they had
nice things and shit, like the city took care of the median and shit, and they had nice grass and palm trees and shit. You know what I'm saying? Where we was from, it wasn't no sidewalks. It was just like, you know, you're just out in the wild.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you get to see how other people lived and shit. So it's like you go from the hood to this place and you say, like, damn, you're like, in your house, motherfuckers buy furniture for the living room. You got beds in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got kitchen shit. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get there, motherfuckers got outdoor furniture. Pool furniture.
Strictly for that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Whole nother living room outside.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, an outdoor room. That was a transition. Like,
a gazebo.
So our transition was, you know, we had the car, like a big ass car you could sit on. Like, you didn't have no outdoor furniture.
It was a jungle gym.
The car was the outdoor furniture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see it.
Yeah, so. That was the time when cars were strong enough to support that.
Yeah, niggas could run around, be a couple little kids on a car.
On a car.
Now that shit is like a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yeah, that shit is going, dimpled as fuck.
Yeah, shit, fuck. There you go. You should look like a golf ball.
Yeah.
You got to swing on everybody in the vicinity.
Back then, the front seat of the car was a couch. You know what I'm saying?
It was dope.
It was all the way straight across.
Yeah.
You could fit about 8 people in the motherfucker.
It was good leather, too. It was good leather. Like, the leather they're giving you now is a little thin. This shit was...
Yeah,
that shit was.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, you had a little Cadillac with the little gear shift from way up here.
You committed. The whole block knew you was about to leave.
You know, and that was the whole thing. That's, you had to let them know you're leaving. when you hit the gas, the whole car shake like this.
The other day, I pulled off with the. With some Spodeody Dopealicious playing.
Okay.
Them horns sounded so triumphant.
Damn, James.
Yeah, then I went from that to a good Zoom by the Commodores, and that shit felt good. That's good. That was good summer music, good pull-off music. What you pulling off? What you listening to, pulling off with?
Oh, man, we talked about this before. I don't have no pull-off music. I ain't got no pull-off car.
Oh, fuck it.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can pull off at anything.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I'm saying? If you pull off, you got to be able to hear it. Yeah. I mean, you can hear
for
it,
you,
but. Yeah, but I mean, I be on some. I'm so avant-garde and shit.
Yeah.
I might pull off on some Sun Round, y'all niggas.
That's
and keep
what's
it
up.
Moving. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Nigga,
I remember.
I'm pull off on some avant-garde Sun Rock. Liquidity ass.
Afro-futuristic ass.
Niggas is shazamming your shit while you at the light. Like, what is this
what
shit?
What the fuck?
This nigga, who's
I'm in
this?
The spaceship like E.T.
So many questions. But go ahead, what are you saying?
I remember this one joint that I like, not even, it wasn't a pull off, it was a pull up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you arrived to this
shit.
This is this reggae song, Fisherman. You know what I'm saying? Fisherman row. Like, it's just had a dope ass bass line.
Uh-huh.
That shit was so deep and thick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good summertime pull up. Yeah. Especially like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I got the little wagon, right?
Uh-huh.
So when I was growing up in my neighborhood, the Jamaicans came to take over. Like, you know, there was like an influx of Jamaicans.
They came to take over.
Yeah, it was that era of the Jamaican posse era. You know what I'm saying?
Tarzan.
No, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once they opened it up for anybody to move, everybody moved. You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, you get there and there's like a block full of whites and a few blacks.
Uh-huh.
Then next thing, you know what I'm saying? The Jamaicans. Uh-huh. Then the Haitians.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Next thing, you know, but really our neighborhood became more like a Flatbush almost,
because
there was a lot of Jamaicans ended up coming. And a lot of them cats would have like them Benz wagons.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's really why I bought mine, with that in
that
mind.
That is a Jamaican situation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll come with the Benz wagon with a lot of sound in it, with the, you know,
speaker game
with the
stupid
hammers, with the hammer rims and the...
This?
Yeah. You got to wait till that bass line kick in.
That keep shit, talk,
right,
talk
that shit
talk.
Right there. That shit right there used to have me in the summertime, sunroof open. You know what I'm saying? The Bose speakers going. And then that bass line come in right here. I don't know why we got the treble box talking about the bass line.
That bass line might never come in. Okay. Yeah. That shit hard. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, we can't afford this.
Yeah, so that was the pull up. That was the pull up. You pull up on that, you know what I'm saying? You get a couple of Yamans.
Yeah. That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? So that was my
that's real shit though. Reggae culture, Jamaican culture is so immersive, especially when you're not Jamaican. Like it's so much shit going on. Like when you see it, like what you said, like them big ass speakers. Them crazy deep ass bass lines and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And then, like, you might, you know, like, you go into, like, one of the little record stores where they just sell nothing but Jamaican, like, you know what I'm saying? Reggae music and shit. Right. Niggas is burning heavy incense and trees and shit. And the shit just.
See, we had the Carol City Flea Market right there. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? That's where, you know, all the little record stores was. So you had a Jamaican, you come in, you definitely gonna hear the. Get flat and all that shit going. And you know what I mean? And then the Jamaicans had their own kind of infamy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because with the posse shit, and they was killing up people with, you know what I'm saying? Like, from Boston to New York to Miami, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all them cats was right there in the neighborhood. Then there was this one gas station where Super Cat used to be up there all the time, you know what I mean? Then you had this other cat, Skang Don, who had the record label that's, I think Super Cat was signed to him first, to Skang Don. And he was supposed to be Jamaican, you know what I'm saying?
Gangster
lord.
Top shotter.
You know what I'm saying? They just had a lot of folklore to him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you from the hood, you don't know nothing about them.
Yeah,
they new to the country.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Then he's walking around with machetes and walking real slew footed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just niggas you ain't fuck with.
Yeah.
But they had some good ass jerk.
Shit be banging. Yeah, that, you smell that shit. It be banging.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Granny
shit.
B's. We had this the jerk spot, Granny B's, and then they had the I guess y'all call it a bodega, but the store.
Uh-huh.
One Man and Them Dog. That shit had all of your, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it's called, One Man and Them Dog.
One Man and Them Dog.
Hilarious.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he had everything.
That was the spot, like, you know, the Jamaican patties, you know what I'm saying, champagne colas. Then once you got old enough and they, you know what I'm saying, cats was talking about, you know what I'm saying, you get that root, you know what I'm saying, you drink that root,
thing
stay, you know what I'm saying, you be like, so you young, you don't know nothing, you be like, can I get a root? Mine, make your mind.
Dick hard like rock wild now.
You like, what?
Hell yeah.
Drink that shit, then your girl don't give you nothing.
No.
Just sitting around.
Now you get frustrated. Oh, man.
So on that note.
Yeah. Tell the people where you're going to be. Hold on one second. Let me just make sure. I do want to say this real fast. If you get a chance, check out Killing Eve on BBC America. This shit is dope. I'll talk more about it next week. But if you get a chance, check that shit out.
Sandra Oh is the lead on that shit. It's dope to see her get a look like that. And yeah, it's dope. It's dope. So shout out to Killing Eve. Muhammad, where you going to be, brother?
Oh, man. So where am I going to be? I'm headed to Miami Friday. One day ABFL shooting on this project. Then Saturday I'll be up in Cleveland in the Akron area. Then then I'm back home. I was supposed to hit another spot, but then, you know, the timing got kind of messed up. So I'll be Miami, Akron, Cleveland, and then back home for Father's Day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Bring it on back for the Father's Day.
Black Father's Day.
There you go.
We'll talk about that next week.
There you go. Ah, shit. Where am I at? I'm going to be on Comedy Knockout tonight. I know that. So check it out. That's 11 p.m. on True TV. Then also, on a good Thursday, I'm going to be on the Black Entertainment Television. We'll be on the BET Awards nomination special.
No doubt.
That comes on June 14th, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BET.
What you going to be doing there?
I'm going to just be talking shit. You know, they asked us what we felt. We were standing for the whole entire shit. It is hard to bullshit when you're not seated. you speak your mind when you got to stand for a good amount of time. So I'm doing that because the people say I don't do enough black shit.
Yeah, I heard that.
They said you don't do enough niggery shit. And I can dig that because I don't like niggery business. But I love some black shit. I love our people and love the culture.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You want to be in a spot where they know you.
And you don't want to be unfamiliar.
Yeah, every few years it's a new generation
of
motherfuckers hitting the club and hitting the world and hitting their adulthood. And you want to be able to tap in, you know what I'm saying, check in with the freshman list every now and again.
I want
to
be a distant cousin.
And me, I'm all the way off the yard.
You know?
But I come back in and check in every now and again.
You want your Bluetooth to sync. Well, shit, that's where I'm going to be at, man. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.